More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
So you may be asking yourself, is Donald Trump still the leader of the Republican Party? Certainly it's the question the media has been obsessed with. And it's a question that so many in the Republican Party, the establishment, the Mitt Romneys of the world, have been trying to answer on behalf of the Republican and conservative voters in this country by saying, no, we've moved on from Donald Trump. He's no longer the leader of the Republican Party. Well, since I have gone to CPAC, I was really intrigued to see what did the enthusiasm for Donald Trump look like? What were people saying? Now, there were highlights, no doubt, of other up-and-coming conservatives, Republicans that did an amazing job. One of them is Governor DeSantis that really opened up the state of Florida to CPAC and also opened up the actual event. He had some amazing things to say. I can tell you that Governor DeSantis is a rising star, a leader in the Republican Party, a leader in the conservative movement. There were others that got on the stage that people absolutely loved. Kristi Noem is another example. Donald Trump Jr. obviously was loved when people got out there and started talking, when he started talking. But the question was that the media was obsessed with that came into Florida was, well, Donald Trump can't still really be the leader of the Republican Party. Surely people have moved on. And in the past, you move on when someone loses. I remember how quickly we moved on after Mitt Romney, when he lost his bid for the White House. I remember how quickly we moved on from John McCain when he lost to Barack Obama. I remember how quickly we moved on from George Bush 41, for example, when he lost to Bill Clinton. But it was pretty clear to me after Election Day and the events that unfolded in the weeks afterwards that Donald Trump, the people, the voters, the 75 million that voted for him had not moved on. Now, there's a straw poll that happened at CPAC. Obviously, you can imagine who had the advantage. Governor DeSantis not shutting the state down, opening up the state, and having CPAC in Florida had an advantage in the straw poll because there's a lot of people in Florida that came to CPAC, right? It's easy to get to. It's in their state or even in their city of Orlando. And so naturally, he would have an advantage in the straw poll. Guess what happened? Donald Trump still overwhelmingly won. Still overwhelmingly won the straw poll. And when people keep saying themselves, well, hold on a second, is Donald Trump really the leader of the party? Yes, Donald Trump is back. Yes, he is the people, he is the candidate, he is the leader that the Republican Party and the base still love. There was no one at CPAC that was saying it's time to move on from Trump. Not a single person that I spoke to said, look, we got to just get move on past this guy. We got to find the next one. We got to move on to a DeSantis or a Kristi Noem or whoever the next one is that you like. No one was saying, we got to move on. No one. Well, then he took the stage to end CPAC. The first comments from Donald Trump, the very first comments since he's left the White House to a large group of people. You know what else is really funny? It's so funny how the media is furious that he went down there and that they cheered him on and they chanted USA, USA, USA. They chanted it, right? They chanted USA, USA. And it drives them nuts because they actually believe, they actually thought that somehow they could move on past Donald Trump. They'd ruined him. Even Governor DeSantis, by the way, was really smart here. Governor DeSantis came in at the ACU at his conference saying, you know, focusing on what he's doing as a governor, not trying to act like he's the next presidential candidate. The governor opened CPAC with a speech for the ages, slamming big tech censorship and laying out what he described was the future of the Republican Party. And I am going to play that for you coming up. But before I get to that, I want you to hear what Donald Trump, and then I'm going to move this up 4 minutes, just so you know. Almost 3 minutes to be accurate. Into after he was introduced and after he walked on stage. And I want you to listen to the crowd. I want you to listen to what Donald Trump said. Chants of USA. No one else got that. Standing ovation.
Well, thank you very much. And CPAC, do you miss me yet? Do you miss me? A lot of things going on. To so many wonderful friends, conservatives, and fellow citizens in this room and all across our country, I stand before you today to declare that the incredible journey we begun together. We went through a journey like nobody else. There's never been a journey like it. There's never been a journey so successful. We began it together 4 years ago, and it is far from being over.
It is far from being over. Does that sound like a guy that has moved on? Does that sound like a group of people in the audience that have moved on? He said it's far from being over. So to all the elitists out there who, and all the rhinos and all the Mitt Romneys of the world and all the Republican reporters, if you think after CPAC, and you don't get to the White House without going through CPAC, no one gets to the White House without being a leader through CPAC. I want to make that clear. CPAC is the way that CPAC goes, the way the White House goes, the way that the nomination goes to the Republican Party. And if you think the people there were ready to move on from Donald Trump, you were not paying attention, or you're just absolutely being nothing but a BS liar to the American people. Donald Trump is still the party. He is still the leader of the party. There are other leaders, there's no doubt. Governor DeSantis had some amazing remarks to make about big tech and about having states be open. And he is a leader. I'm not taking away from that. But if you want to know who the king is of the Republican Party, if you want to know who the ultimate king maker is in the Republican Party, it is still Donald Trump. You know, I remember after other candidates lose, like Mitt Romney, there wasn't a lot of Republican candidates out there screaming for Mitt Romney to come do fundraisers for them and go on their campaign trails with them. In fact, it was more people were calling, asking for Rick Santorum to come endorse after that Republican primary than Mitt Romney after he bought the nomination. You know, there was not a lot of Republicans that were begging even for John McCain to come campaign for them after John McCain lost. There were not a lot of Republicans begging for George Bush 41 to come and campaign for them either. But there's a lot of Republicans that are begging for Donald Trump to come and spend time with them and endorse them. That is a fact. That is a fact.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Do you remember how many people didn't want to campaign with Mitt Romney after Mitt Romney lost the general election? There weren't a lot of people beating down the door, or John McCain even, to come and campaign, or George Bush 41. They might do some fundraisers, but it wasn't campaigns. The media was obsessed with saying Donald Trump is damaged goods. Donald Trump is gone. No one is going to want to hang out with Donald Trump. No one's going to want to be around Donald Trump. No one's going to want to support Donald Trump. Right? That's no one. So they kept saying over and over and over again, no one is going to want to be doing this, right? No one is going to want to be seen with Donald Trump. He's toxic. They're just going to want to be done with him, right? They just want to be done with him. They want it to be over. They're going to move past him. Go to CPAC. You're wrong. This is still the party of Donald Trump. Donald Trump's not going anywhere. And you could tell from his comments, he made it very clear that he is going to fight for people in the primary. He's not going to back down. He's not going to just disappear. He's not going to walk away. He's going to thank the men and women that support him, and he's going to keep fighting for the values that he was fighting for, and he's going to keep finding candidates and supporting candidates that are not rhino Republicans. That's what he made darn well sure that everybody understood. He wanted everybody to understand that. I'm not going anywhere. If you think I'm just going to play golf every day and not stay involved and not focus on the future and not help candidates in the midterm elections, you don't know me. If you think I'm going to start my own party, you don't know me. If you think I'm just going to surrender this party to the Mitt Romneys of the world, you don't know me. And it should be music to everyone's ears. And it is. Salt in the wound to the left and to the media and to the Republican rhino establishment swampers out there. They are furious that CPAC proved the point that I and so many others on conservative podcasts and talk radio have been saying for weeks on end. Donald Trump is still the leader of this party. And they said, no, it's not possible. No, you always move on. And in the past, you are right. We always move on. right? We always go to the next thing, right? We always go to what's next. Yeah, we have great leaders coming up, but no one is saying what's next. No one's saying, hey, let's have DeSantis over Trump. No one is saying, let's have Kristi Noem over Trump. No one is saying, let's have any of these conservatives that are out there over Trump. No one is saying that. And no one at CPAC got the introduction, and no one got the standing ovation, and no one got the applause, and no one got the love that Donald Trump received. No one came close for a reason, because I would argue it's still not over for this guy.
Our movement of proud, hardworking, and you know what this is? The hardest working people, hardworking American patriots, is just getting started. And in the end, we will win. We will win. We've been doing a lot of winning. As we gather this week, we're in the middle of a historic struggle for America's future, America's culture, and America's institutions, borders, and most cherished principles. Our security, our prosperity, and our very identity as Americans is at stake, like perhaps at no other time. So no matter how much the Washington establishment and the powerful special interests may want to silence us, let there be no doubt, we will be victorious and America will be stronger and greater than ever before. I want to thank my great friends, Matt and Mercedes Schlapp. Matt, thank you. Thank you. Mercedes, thank you very much. And the American Conservative Union for hosting this extraordinary event. They're talking about it all over the world, Matt. I know you don't like it. Okay. All over the world. I also want to pay my love and respect to the great Rush Limbaugh. Who is watching closely and smiling down on us. He's watching and he's loving it and he loves Catherine. Catherine, thank you for being here. So great. Thank you, Catherine. He loved you, Catherine. I will tell you that. So fantastic. Thank you, Catherine, very much. To each and every one of you here at CPAC, I am more grateful to you than you will ever know. We are gathered this afternoon to talk about the future of our movement, the future of our party, and the future of our beloved country. For the next 4 years, the brave Republicans in this room will be at the heart of the effort to oppose the radical Democrats, the fake news media, and their toxic cancel culture. Something new to our ears, cancel culture. And I want you to know that I'm going to continue to fight right by your side. We will do what we've done right from the beginning, which is to win. We're not starting new parties. You know, they kept saying, he's going to start a brand new party. We have the Republican Party. It's going to unite and be stronger than ever before. I am not starting a new party. That was fake news. Fake news, no.
I love how he describes all of what he just said there. We're not starting a new party. I'm not giving up. We're not going to split the party. That would be stupid. And all of these rhinos and all these reporters, they flew into Orlando because they were convinced Donald Trump is going to divide the party. Donald Trump's going to screw this up. Donald Trump is going to he's going to start his own party. They even named the party the Patriot Party. I have no idea where that came from. No one knows, by the way, where that came from. Want to make that clear. Okay, no one knew where that information came from. I take that back. You want to know where it came from? Came from total BS rhinos that know nothing. Total BS rhinos. Republicans in names only that were liars, that made it up that we're going to divide the Republican Party, and they did it for one other reason. They did it so that people would think that Donald Trump is crazy. See, Donald Trump doesn't care about you. Donald Trump doesn't support you. Donald Trump is a radical that's going to ruin people's lives. He's going to ruin the Republican Party, so therefore you should leave Donald Trump. Donald Trump's going to divide the party, and it's going to hurt us, so you should leave Donald Trump. And what did Donald Trump say? It's fake news. We're not doing that, right? We're not doing any of that. Whatever you think about the future of the party, think about it in your own crazy way. But it ain't coming from us. It's not coming from Donald Trump. We're not doing what you guys are acting like we're going to do. Not what we've been saying. Not what we've been talking about. He is still the leader of the Republican Party, whether you like it or not. And I'll leave it at that.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.